A reading from the book of Daniel. Daniel distinguished himself above all the other presidents and satraps, and thus roused their jealousy. So the presidents and satraps tried to find grounds for complaint. One day the conspirators came and found Daniel praying and seeking mercy before his God. Then they approached the king and said, "O king, did you not sign an interdict that anyone who prays to anyone, divine or human, within 30 days, except you, O king, shall be thrown into a den of lions?" The king answered, "The thing stands fast according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which cannot be revoked." Then the conspirators responded to the king, "Daniel, one of the exiles from Judah, pays no attention to you, O king, or to the interdict you have signed, but he is saying his prayers 3 times a day. When the king heard the charge, he was very much distressed. He was determined to save Daniel, and until the sun went down, he made every effort to rescue him. Then the conspirators came to the king and said to him, "King, know, O king, that it is a law of the Medes and Persians that no interdict or ordinance that the king establishes can be changed." Then the king gave the command, and Daniel was brought and thrown into the den of lions. The king said to Daniel, "May your God, whom you faithfully serve, deliver you." A stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, so that nothing might be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and spent the night fasting. No food was brought to him, and sleep fled from him. Then, at the break of day, the king got up and hurried to the den of lions. When he came near the den where Daniel was, he cried out anxiously to Daniel, "O Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you have faithfully served, been able to deliver you from the lions?" Daniel then said to the king, "O king, live forever. My God sent his angels and shut the lions' mouths so that they would not hurt me, because I was found blameless before him. And also before you, O king, I have done no wrong." Then the king was exceedingly glad and commanded that Daniel be taken up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no kind of harm was found on him, because he had trusted in his God. The king gave a command, and those who had accused Daniel were brought and thrown into the den of lions, they, their children, and their wives. Before they reached the bottom of the den of lions, they were overpowered, and the lions broke all their bones into pieces. Then King Darius wrote to all peoples and nations of every language throughout the whole world, "May you have abundant prosperity. I make a decree that in all my royal dominion, people should tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, enduring forever. His kingdom shall never be destroyed, and his dominion has no end. He delivers and rescues. He works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth, for he has saved Daniel from the power of the lions." So Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian. The word of the Lord. I wish I could say I trusted in God the way Daniel did. Of course, I wish I could say that I have done no wrong with as much certitude as Daniel can say as well. And I can't. God sealed the lion's jaws And no matter how much Daniel would have built up his muscles, he would not have been able to seal the lion's jaws. God saved Daniel because he was innocent, because he trusted God, because he did what was right and then accepted that God would make it right. I guess at this point in my life, I would be happy if I could just do well enough and trust God enough. I can't be perfect like Daniel, but I can be better than I am. And I can trust God more than I do. Sometimes I think, when I look at the work ahead of me, the things I'm trying to do for God, I say, three of me couldn't do this much work. The things I want to do are impossible to do. And so I flail at them, and I get depressed. What I need to do is trust God as Daniel did. Even if I'm not perfect as Daniel was, I can trust God, do what I can, and then let God make that good enough. God can hold the lion's jaws shut. God can take my little efforts, the little bit of good that I can do, and make it enough. I need to pray about that. I need to trust that more. I need to trust God to come rescue me from the lion's den.